Hey, what's up? Cody Birch here. Welcome to episode 119 of the Cody Builds a Business podcast. Hope you had a great weekend and you enjoyed the double header of Sunday conversations I released yesterday with Ken Moskowitz and with Bella Vasta. Doubleheader, couldn't help myself. I dropped two episodes on Sunday because I thought the interviews were so great. So go back and check those out if you missed them. And I wanted to talk about a really important question today. I get this question a lot. With all the sexy bells and whistles available to us in online marketing and new platforms and Snapchat and podcast and YouTube and all these things, does email still matter? Maybe you've asked yourself that as well. And if you want to hear my take, then keep listening. I will dispel the myths and I will give you practical tips on why I think email is still super important in 2019 and beyond. Want to know what it really takes to build a thriving, profitable business from the ground up? Hey, I'm your host, Cody Birch, and this is the Cody Builds a Business podcast, your unfiltered front row seat to watching me build a seven-figure online business from scratch or die trying. Let's get started. Today, I want to talk about emails and if they're still important in 2019 and beyond. As you grow your business, is emails like an important thing anymore? Do people check email? Do they read email? Do we need to be collecting email addresses? And here's what I think about that a lot. A lot of people say, well, I've got a big other following. I've got a big Twitter following, or I'm building up a Facebook Messenger bot, or I have, you know, even this podcast audience, for example. And I'm going to tell you in a minute why that is not good enough. But first, I want to talk about the book, the 1 hour funnel book. I launched this funnel last week. I've been doing a funnel a week. I've launched three funnels in the last 3 weeks, which is really exciting. So this one is 1hourfunnelbook.com, and you can go get a free copy of the book. I'll just mail it to you. You just got to give me your address and pay a nominal shipping and handling fee that's enough to print the postage and pay one of my kids to put it in an ice padded envelope for you and get it right to your door if you live in the US currently. That's where it's only going. So go to 1hourfunnelbook.com to get yours, and you'll learn stuff like we're about to talk about today on the podcast. Okay, so email addresses. Do they even matter anymore? So I want to talk about media that you own and media that you don't own, or lists or audiences that you own. Like right now, I don't know exactly who's listening to this podcast. Like, you're not on my email list. You're not, your faces aren't popping up in the newsfeed as I'm recording this, similar to like a Facebook Live or an email list. Like, with, you send an email to your email list, you can see who opened it and stuff like that. So I don't own this, right? And Twitter followers, like, yeah, you know who follows you and engages with your content, but you still can't necessarily reach them all and all that stuff too. So I'm not saying that these other platforms are bad, but I want to take a minute and dispel the myth that email doesn't matter anymore. I was putting a training together a couple weeks ago. That's the other funnel I launched like 2 weeks ago at morethanwordofmouth.com on how to grow your business beyond word of mouth. And this is one of the things that came up is people say, and they think, and I hear, and they say, I've got these other audiences. Like, I've got a YouTube channel, I've got a podcast, or I've got these things, and I don't need an email list anymore. And that's not true. And there's a couple of statistics I wanted to drop on you from my research on this one. This first one is from an article from Opt-in Monster that was written in December 2018. So something really recently. And it says that 85% of people, let me see, they check or read email every day, 85% of people. Another couple studies here, the email landscape, 99% of consumers check their personal email every single day, 99% of people. And the average person across homework and mobile, they check their email 20 times a day. That's from that same article from Opt-in Monster. And another article was from Forbes from June of 2018, just talking about email marketing. And so email is really important. And I want to give you a couple of reasons why here in a minute. I was at church these last couple weeks. So even my church gets this, all right? So we go to a big church in Colorado Springs. It's a mega church. There's thousands of people there. And a few weeks ago, the main pastor, his name is Brady, he was preaching. And he said, before he started preaching, he said, hey, I journal. Like, when I'm listening to other people teach and preach, I journal. I'm writing it down. It's helping to solidify what I'm learning and to track my insights and all that stuff. So I journal just like this. And he held up a journal on stage. And in fact, we believe that journaling is so important. I bought you one of these. We have these for you as a church. Like, we want you to journal. We want you to write stuff down. So go in the lobby and you can pick up a free journal. Now, one of my kids is with me. He's like, Dad, I want a free journal. I was like, well, son, I'm not like skeptical of the church or whatever, but there's always a catch. Like, there's some things not always necessarily free. So sure enough, we left and one of my kids wanted the journal. It was just a black like moleskin journal, nothing special about it necessarily. And there was a line of people wrapped around like the cafe after service in this mega church. Well, when I walked by, when they were getting to the register to get their free journal, they were filling out a form with their email address and their name and their mailing address. Okay. So even my church gets this. You need to collect people's addresses. You need to give them something valuable in exchange for their email addresses, because even just like this podcast, like, our church doesn't know who's in the audience that day unless they have their email addresses, unless they have their physical addresses. There's no way to reach them. They may not follow them on Instagram or follow them on Twitter or follow them on Facebook. And so if there's an announcement or a special event or a special need that arises in the community, the church needs a way to communicate with these people. Isn't that interesting? When you start to understand marketing and how this all works, you see it everywhere. And so something I've been talking about a lot lately is called value in advance. Now, a lot of people talk about lead magnets and tripwires and those things, and those are fine. Those are, you know, PDFs, or they're basically value that's an exchange of an email address. So you give away something that people really want, and they give you their email address to get the thing. So even like at the church, right? You've been going for a long time, and maybe you give to the church and tithes and offerings, maybe you don't, but you're getting valuable teaching from them for a while. And they're like, hey, like, listen, we'd love to stay in touch with you. So get it. They didn't say this from the stage. It was like, it's a free journal. Now go opt in basically to get it, right? And then we'll have your email address and ways to stay in touch. So even the church gets it, right? Provide value in advance, provide great things. And I'm doing it on the podcast. I've already had a call to action to go grab a free book, right? I'm providing value with the content on the show, hopefully, now that you're listening. And if I'm not, you'll go somewhere else and you're getting value and you go, well, I've listened to this guy for long enough. I'm going to go see what that free book's about or watch that free training or whatever. And in that way, I can collect your email address and send you an email if I want to. Or more importantly, what I want to really talk about, and the reason I think email addresses are really great, is because it's media or a list or data that you own. Okay, let me explain that. I advertise a ton on Facebook. All my clients advertise a ton on Facebook. And one of our best performing audiences, time and time again, are the email lists. So you can upload an email list, a file of all your email lists of your audience. And the more data points you have, the better. I don't want to get too technical on this show, but you can upload a custom audience to Facebook and you can segment your custom audience. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but this might be blowing your mind right now. You might be like, oh yeah, I get it. But do you think that people who opted in for your weekly newsletter are valuable to advertise to on Facebook? And you can advertise to them and you can also tell Facebook, hey, go create a lookalike audience of these people. And YouTube and Google use different terminology than that, but it's the same thing. You can upload your email list and say, here's my list, and now go find people like this because I'm on a weekly newsletter list. What about if they've downloaded a really specific piece of content? Maybe, you know, if you're, always think of a fitness blogger and you have diet content and you have fitness content and, hydration content or whatever, right? You could upload a list of people who've downloaded your diet stuff because you have a new diet program or something like that, right? And you can upload segmented lists of your audience to Facebook so you can advertise to them. And if you're saying, yeah, but I don't do Facebook at all, I don't care. Fine. You can do this anywhere else. You can, I've never used LinkedIn ads or, Twitter ads or other ad platforms. But when Facebook goes away, which it will at some point, right? It has to. If you have your email list, then you will be able to upload those as custom audiences. You can send them email directly. You can upload them as custom audiences and create lookalike audiences based on your email list as well. So then the platform doesn't matter. Why is this really important in 2019? Well, I don't know how much you follow. I'm not big on this, but I know that YouTube is deplatforming people, right? And Twitter is starting to ban more and more people. And yes, admittedly, a lot of those people that are getting banned and deplatformed, they have a more controversial stance, either super far left or super far right. And so those platforms are like, hey, we don't want you here anymore. Well, what happens if that's your whole audience? What happens if everything that you do is on Twitter and then Twitter kicks you off? Everything's gone. All your followers are gone. You can't take that anywhere else. You can't take your Twitter followers over to YouTube and start to make videos for them. You can't do it. But you could if you had an email list. You could take your email list from ad platform to ad platform because you own that list. It's your list. Also in 2018, probably about a year ago, there was a big data breach at Facebook, right? And so what Facebook did is they shut down third-party apps such as ManyChat. ManyChat's a really popular chat bot platform where you can build up a broadcast audience of people who've subscribed to your chat bot and you can send them messages. And for, it was like 3 weeks, it was shut down. It might've been longer than that, 3 to 6 weeks. I don't remember exactly. If you have an email list, you're not worried at all. You're like, cool, I'll just send them an email or I'll upload this to Facebook and run an ad to them and I can reach them that way with a new blog post, a new piece of content, a new call to action. Does that make sense? So keep this in mind as you're considering, does email list matter? The answer obviously is yes, email lists do matter. You should be building an email list. I am trying to build an email list. I want you to go opt into my stuff so I can send you an email and advertise to you on Facebook. So go do it. But you should be doing the same thing, right? And then here's how you do it. I've touched on it a bit, but you do it by providing value in advance. Call it a lead magnet, call it a whatever you want to call it, but provide value in advance. Get people a result. Could be via a blog post, a video, a Facebook Live, a podcast, something like this. And then once they realize it's valuable, you can take them a little bit deeper via, like for me, it's obviously my book, my free book funnel, 1hourfunnelbook.com. go check it out. Like, you can get a free one. You can get a Kindle version. You can get it on Amazon. You can fill it out and I'll mail it to you. It's just a couple of bucks. Like, I'll get one to your door if you live in the US. And that's it. Like, if this podcast is valuable enough and you go, yeah, I like this guy. I like what he says. I like how he thinks. I like how he feels. I like the stories he tells. Then you can go do that and you can opt in. And that's what you should be doing as well. Create value for people. Invite them to go deeper. I've heard Pat Flynn, Amy Porterfield, those people call it content upgrades. I'm giving you a content upgrade. You want to learn some cool marketing tips and tricks and get the templates and downloads and things that are all in the book, go check it out, onehourfunnelbook.com, right? So that's it. It isn't a shameless pitch for my book, but it's about providing value in advance for people. And whenever you're ready, then you can go do that. And then you should buy an email list, just like my church, trying to get people to opt in to grow their email list. They get it, and I hope you get it as well. It's really important.